Okay, friends. Today we are reading from the Disney's Animal Stories book. I believe this is the third story in the book. And it's called Three Orphan Kittens. The world is a wonderful place. And it's read, I don't know who wrote it. It doesn't say who wrote it, but we think it's the people at Disney. So thanks, friends, for writing us great stories. And this story is read today by Mommy and which one? And three blue angry birds. So watch out, because they might launch themselves at us at any point. You never know. But hopefully they won't, because there aren't any pigs in this story, but there are three kittens. So shall we read about them? Ah! That's a yes. Here we go. On a farm in the country, three little kittens were born in a cozy barn. The straw was warm and comfortable. Purring contentedly, they fell asleep with their paws wrapped around one another. When they could move around enough, the kittens discovered the farmhouse. They tiptoed playfully through the rooms. They pawed at blankets dangling from beds. They scurried after a cricket that escaped between the cracks in the floor. And then the three little kittens climbed on the farmer's large boot. The big man wasn't happy, and he shook them off. "One cat is enough," the farmer bellowed. He told his son to take the kittens into town, and they could find homes there, he thought grouchily. It was cold and snowy outside. The farmer's son put the kittens in a gunny sack so that they would stay warm. He put the sack in his truck and drove toward town. The kittens thought the bumpy ride was fun. It was cozy and dark in the sack, and they wrestled and cuddled and soon fell asleep. In fact, they were so content that when the farmer's son drove over a big bump and the gunny sack flew out of the truck and into the snow, they weren't scared. But oh dear, the farmer's son was supposed to take them into town and find them nice homes, but they have fallen out of his truck. What do you suppose is going to happen? Can you translate that? Oh, okay. I think that the birds are concerned for the kittens and... Yeah, and angry, I guess. Yeah. But it was an accident. The farmer's son didn't mean for them to fall. Let's see what happens. The kittens emerged from the sack into a winter wonderland. What a beautiful world, they thought. Not one of them realized that they were alone in the cold countryside. Scampering into the deep wetness, the kittens, batted the... we are also realizing here that they are babies. They are baby kittens. They are children. Yep. Uh-huh. But they're safe because, you see, they're together. And usually when you have someone with you, you're going to be okay. Right? Right. Okay. So we agree that we can move on? Okay. So, scampering into the deep wetness, the kittens, who are in fact baby cats, batted the snowflakes and burrowed their noses in the snow. "This is a fun place," thought the white kitten, sliding down a snowdrift. But the black kitten wanted to explore some more. And can you tell me what colors? I guess you can't because you're a bird. I'll tell our friends what colors these are. The first one is a white kitten. The second one is a black kitten with a white patch on his tummy. and little gloves of white. And then the third kitten is called a calico. He has three different colors, brown, kind of a tannish brown color, and white and black. Thank you. Oh, my angry bird likes them. I do too. Okay. Curious, he pranced toward an open cellar window. The calico kitten and the white kitten followed their brother into the dark house. Soon, their little eyes were able to see through the blackness. They noticed some steep stairs and began to climb toward a lighted doorway. They called in their quiet voices, for the smell coming from upstairs was wonderful. As they finally pulled themselves to the door, they spied a saucer of milk. Hungrily, they lapped at it, splattering their faces and paws in their haste. Lick, lick, went their scratchy pink tongues, cleaning all the milk from their fur. It was a warm room, and their tummies were full. Lifting their noses in the air, they followed a new smell coming from the tabletop. The three little kittens jumped up. It was a freshly baked pie. I wonder what kind of pie it was. Do you want to guess? Oh, of course. I'm sorry. Yes, my friend is in fact a bird and may not be able to use human words. Let's see if the book tells us. The crust felt warm on their paws, and the juice that squirted out was sticky but sweet as they licked it away. They played on the table, but the kittens moved about and the tablecloth buckled and slipped. Oh no! The dishes and silverware and even the pie fell to the floor. Still, the kittens were not scared. The fall was delightful, and the crash was a new and magnificent noise. Boy, I don't know if I would feel that excited about it, would you? Maybe? Yes, okay. My friend, the bird, and I are not sure, but we think we like it. Okay, scampering away, they found even more rooms in which to amuse themselves. Warm air was coming up from a grate in the floor, and it kept the white kitten busy while his brothers pounced and meowed at a feather floating above. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Went the kittens as the piano as they discovered how to make beautiful music beneath their paws. Stepping from key to key, they were startled when a large woman appeared. They ran as she chased them. Finally, they escaped into a dark closet. The closet belonged to a little girl. It was full of toys and shoes and fuzzy slippers. The kittens were exhausted from their busy day and curled up in a pair of sneakers with a soft pink slipper, and soon they were fast asleep. What sweet little angels, whispered the young girl joyfully when she found them there, scooping up all three in a big hug. She knew she would love them forever. She named the sweet little balls of fur Fluffy, Muffy, and Tuffy. And when the big woman saw the girl was so happy, she grew to love the kittens too. And as for the orphans themselves, they snuggled in the little girl's arms, thinking that the world was a wonderful place indeed. And boy, were they lucky. If you fall out of a moving car, it can be pretty dangerous. That's why we always keep our seatbelts on when we're in a car. But for these little kittens, falling out of the back of that truck actually ended up being a pretty good thing for them, huh? Because they found a new home where they could be loved and fed and cared for. And that is an excellent thing indeed. Wouldn't you agree? Okay. Yes. Would you like to say anything else, my little angry bird? And that's it, friends. We are glad that you joined us. And we say the end.